Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning, this Thursday, November 9th, 2023. I'm your host, David Boyle. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, it is Thursday, which means we've got a special guest joining us from the Times Independent. Joining us now is Gwen Dilworth with the TI. Good morning, Gwen.
Hey, good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Gwen, tell us about what's in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got some new news about the Walnut Lane housing project. Unfortunately, it has stalled again. The city announced last week that their negotiations with Park City Redeveloper has ended and they will not be pursuing that relationship in the future. So this is going to be back to square one for the Walnut Lane trailer park, which was bought by the city in 2018 for affordable housing.
Well, that's very interesting, and too bad it's restarting over. What else is going on in this latest edition of the Times? Looks like you wrote about a filmmaking competition.
Yeah, absolutely. The Real Roulette is coming to Moab on November 11th at Star Hall. That's going to screen at 7 p.m. It's the fourth filmmaking competition, a collaboration between the Moab to Monument Valley Film Commission and FilmRelate. And in this version, teams had to spin a roulette for the genre of their film, and that's the film they had to make. So that should be really fun and exciting.
Oh, that's really interesting. What were some of the options on the roulette wheel?
I think there were 8 options. They kind of ranged from action to romance to comedy to thriller.
Oh, that's really fun. It'll be fun to see what filmmakers are able to put together. Of course, a lot of iconic movies and TV shows shot in the Red Rock listening area, and so it makes for an easy set, I guess, for those filmmakers.
Yeah, definitely. I think filmmakers were given bonus points if they tied it back, their film back to Moab. So that's also a fun element of the competition.
Oh, that's very fun. And that's Saturday at Star Hall?
That's right, yes. 7 p.m. at Star Hall.
Oh, very good. Well, that's very fun. Glad you got to cover that. What else is going on? You guys got a lot of news, it seems like, in this latest edition.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a packed week. Where to even begin? We have the state of Utah and a pair of motorized recreation groups filed a challenge to the Bureau of Land Management's recent travel plan for the Labyrinth Rims and Gemini Bridges areas. That was a September 28th travel plan that closed 28% of 1,100 miles of motorized routes in the county. They're asking for a stay, and yet to see what will happen with that.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting. See, Sophia's got a good story on that, and yeah, you know, it was interesting when they finished the plan at the time. It was like, oh, that wraps up a lot of years of work, and maybe that'll be the end of it. But it's seems like public lands they're always being debated, so that'll be very interesting.
Yeah.
To see how that moves forward. What else is going on in this latest edition?
Definitely. sorry. We have a preliminary report from the plane crash that happened on October 1st. You may remember killing North Dakota State Senator Doug Larson and his wife and 2 children. The preliminary report doesn't have a ton of information, but it does indicate that there were some plane lights that were off during takeoff and that may have contributed to the crash. And there will be a more full report coming in 1 to 2 years on that.
Yeah, that was, of course, a tragedy, and they were passing through Moab refueling on their way back to the Dakotas, and it's really a terrible thing, but it sounds like preliminary report, maybe some lights with the plane not being on impacting their takeoff.
Yeah, unfortunately so.
Well, very good. Again, you guys have got a ton going on in this latest edition of the Times Independent. You know, you spoke about the plane crash, you know, some other big law enforcement transportation news. You've, of course, got Sophia's got a report on the arrest at the blue up at the top of Blue Hill in San Juan County of that homicide suspect.
Yeah, definitely. There's lots more in the paper this week, and you can pick it up at a newsstand near you. Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, we've been speaking with Gwen Dilworth, who's new to the Times-Independent. Gwen, anything else you want to mention before we let you run this morning?
I think that's all I have for you. Thanks so much, David.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Yeah. Well, very good. Well, again, we've been speaking with Gwen Dilworth with the Times-Independent. And we'll take a quick break and be right back. We'll take a moment, actually, to thank a few sponsors of the Red Rock Morning Show. Notice they're advertising in the TI as well. Redtail Air Connections is a sponsor. They offer weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Also mention sponsor Energy Fuels. The morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by providing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, you're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Get thanks grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Fall in love with your internet and spend more time doing what you love this season with Emery Telcom. As always, there are no term contracts with Emery Telcom, and you get free installation and equipment. Plus, qualifying homes can save up to $30 off their monthly bill, and all new customers get their first 2 months free. Give Emery Telcom a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelcom.com. Emery Telcom, your local advantage.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, November 9th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing awesome.
Yeah, good deal. Thursday, week's rolling along.
Boy, in the middle of November, too. In Moby Dick, Herman Melville's Moby Dick, he talks about a November of my soul. I'm going through a November of my soul, and I don't know. I think it just captures the season, possibly. Of course, we got a lot of exciting things going on around here with state championship football and volleyball starting this morning. A lot going on, but it's the leaves are down, at least up here in the high country, and there's a November of my soul. The season has died, and we're moving into the darkness.
Man, Bill, that's pretty melancholy right there. It's state championship week.
Yes, it
man.
Is.
It yeah, is. Monticello and San Juan playing Saturday. There's nothing. I'll admit it. It is a little gloomy out there. But
Well, I was the optimistic one. You know, oh, daylight savings time means light in the morning. This is awesome. Well, this is wonderful. Yeah, and I guess it's catching up with me.
Yeah, daylight savings. And I'm not happy with the change right now. I'd rather have some sunshine as I'm walking home than early in the morning. But obviously, I'm not a morning person. We're doing a morning show at 9 a.m.
You'd
so.
Think a non-morning person would love this time of year because you get to sleep in an additional hour for at least a day or two.
One day. And
well,
then all of a sudden.
You can stretch that out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to ignore your clock. And
that's true. And, so I've got your permission to come into work late
yeah,
tomorrow, is what
you
I'm
need
hearing.
My permission.
Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Take a moment to thank a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We talked a little bit about Bluff yesterday. Of course, the town council in early October created an aviation overlay zone. Talked a little bit about that. But they're busy doing other things in October as well. At their October 17th meeting, members of the Bluff Town Council reflected on the town's preparation for the annular eclipse. Of course, that happened in early October. And while the town admittedly didn't get as large of a number as visitors as anticipated, members of staff and town council all agreed at the meeting they'd rather be overprepared than underprepared. Council members also thanked citizens for volunteering and being friendly to visitors. At the meeting, the council also received an update on a Utah Department of Transportation initiative to build 1,000 miles of trails throughout Utah. Sponsored by Governor Cox. The project focuses on spreading projects evenly across UDOT's different transportation regions, and there's an emphasis on building hard surface trails safely separated from highways in and connecting towns. Several Bluff representatives showed up to a regional meeting in Moab where the town emphasized their fit for the project, including the ease of installing a safe walking or biking path in the flat area. One proposed design would start south of St. Christopher's Mission, run through the town with several crosswalks, and continue west, connecting to Butler Wash. And again, this is a project, I guess there's not really a match needed, so it would be a big deal for Bluff to get this trail, and they're hopeful to get some of this millions of dollars in funding.
You know, it's going to be interesting. That really is a project that was just announced a couple of months ago, and it's a Wasatch Front-centric project, I think. You know, you've got these existing trails, and they want to match them together, and I think the eventual vision is to tie everything together. Of course, Bluff is the end of the row in many ways, but if they have the infrastructure within town, St. Christopher's Mission to Combe Ridge, that sounds like the Bluff city limits right
yeah.
now, but all within the community. But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, that's something that you know, Bluff representatives, you know, hearing talking about the meeting is that, you know, these projects are supposed to be split amongst the UDOT region. So, you know, it's a pretty big geographical area, San Juan County's UDOT region, of course, with Grand County and over into Richfield. So there's a lot of area, but I think, you know, the hope is that rural communities will also get these biking trails. But you're absolutely right. You know, there's definitely popular biking trails up on the Wasatch Front that, you know, need to be connected. So I'm sure that's a big focus probably of the project.
And, you know, I'm just talking out loud, but it's tied to UDOT, which is the highway infrastructure. Bluff,
mm-hmm.
Man, it would be so cool to have a bike trail along the river. But that wouldn't be in the UDOT right-of-way, and I'm at this is going to be set up along the right-of-ways. But anyway, intriguing idea.
Yeah, yeah, and again, Bluff Town Council also feeling like, you know, it's a good fit as far as, you know, need for crossing infrastructure of the highway, you know, in that town. And, of course, you know, we know it, throughout the Red Rock area, if there's a highway that runs through your town, there's people trying to speed through it, and so
yeah.
You know, maybe some of this infrastructure can help that. Of course, Monticello recently, they got a new city council worked on that with UDOT and other representatives. They've got a new school crossing sign that goes overhead, so like to see that infrastructure installed throughout the area for safer crossing for children especially. Very good again. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news in the Red Rock listening area. Just a warning for folks, this next story may be triggering or not quite appropriate for all our listeners. This report coming out of the attorney's office in the District of New Mexico, the U.S. attorney out of the District of New Mexico and special agent in charge of the FBI Albuquerque field office announced last week that Pedro Benally pled guilty to two counts of abusive sexual conduct. 22-year-old of Montezuma Creek will remain in custody pending sentencing, which has not been scheduled. According to court documents, between April and November 2022, Benally allegedly engaged in sexual contact with a child not yet 12 years of age on multiple occasions at a home in Shiprock. At sentencing, Benally may face up to 23 years in prison and must register as a sex offender upon release. So, terrible story there, but guilty plea gathered by law enforcement in that case.
Of course, felony level law enforcement on the reservation is conducted by the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, so take care of in Albuquerque Federal Court.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, it's one of those things. Even though it's in Utah, with the as the individual is a registered enrolled member of the Navajo Nation, the FBI conducted the investigation, and it'll be the case heard in federal court in New Mexico. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
There'll be funeral services for Donna Alice Wright of Cortez. It's not a funeral. It's a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. A celebration of life for Douglas Ramsey will be held November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. He passed away in October at the age of 68. A celebration of life service for David Lee Hun, age 62 of Summit Ridge, will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 18th at the Cortez Elks Lodge. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertelt Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, again, Bill, thanks for sharing those. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Here from another sponsor, morning show sponsor Redtel Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtel.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take another break and be right back.
Official ballot for the city of Monticello, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Kim Henderson, Jeremy Hogard, Nathan Chamberlain, Kirk Crowley, Ronald Skinner, M. Max Smith.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
River Canyon. Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Morning show sponsored. Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it's 9:32 a.m. on this Thursday, November 9.
Yeah, that lead-in music you just heard, Wild Wild West by the Escape Club. The number one song in the land 35 years ago today, 1988. I think they classify as a one-hit wonder. That was their only number one song. And interesting, it's a British band, and they never charted in the UK, but they had a number one song in the US. But anyway, Wild Wild West by the Escape Club. Hmm. On this day in history, 1922, Albert Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics on November 9th. 1989 was the day the Berlin Wall opened. It fell, I guess, after 28 years. That was a great day. This day in 1996, Evander Holyfield knocked out Mike Tyson to reclaim the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. And A Nightmare on Elm Street was released on this day in 1984. Very interesting. They released a movie like that after Halloween rather than September 1st, you know. But anyway, classic horror film. A lot going on around here. Moab businesses are offering a lot of specials for veterans on Veterans Day. That's Saturday. If you're a veteran, come on in. There's a lot of opportunities. Sweet Cravings will have free coffee. Horizon View has 20% off. Moab Brewery, 15% off and a free float. Blue Pig, 20% off. 25% off at Sunset Grill and 50% off at these locations, Spitfire Barbecue, Zach's, The Spoke, Gloria's, and Dewey's. Anyway, to acknowledge veterans on this Veterans Day, which is going to come up on Saturday, and it's going to be a good day. I appreciate the support of local businesses for veterans, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Birthdays today, Lou Ferrigno, who was the Incredible Hulk, the original TV show, The Incredible Hulk. Lou Ferrigno was born today in 1951. He's 72 years old. He's probably lost a little bit of muscle tone. I hope his coloring has improved a little bit. He was a pretty frightening green when he got angry. Anyway, singer Mary Travers, of Peter, Paul, and Mary, was born today in 1936. She died in 2009. And Tom Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival, classic voice, classic music, was born today in 1941. He died in 1990. Is it birthday today for Hedy Lamarr? Have you heard of Hedy Lamarr?
I have, but I can't place.
She's a Hollywood actress. She's just this incredible, beautiful actress and beautiful singing voice. I came from Germany right before the war. She was born today in 1914. So she's known as an actress, but she was also an inventor. And she invented some technology that impacts our world every day today. It's called frequency hopping. It was a way to design as the inventor, is a way for submarines to avoid detection. So you tie into different frequencies rather than having a signal, a clear signal. Just think about cell phones as you're driving along. You're switching from tower to tower to tower. So this technology that this actress invented is used every day. Mobile phones, fax machines, cellular technology. Hedy Lamarr, pretty incredible story. There's a documentary on Netflix, I think, right now that is pretty remarkable. The military used the technology after World War II without really acknowledging it. But eventually, you know, word got out that this technology that she developed, along with her co-inventor, was a composer, a music composer. Anyway, that's a fascinating story.
Really interesting.
Yeah. Hedy Lamarr was born today in 1914. Local birthdays today for Kyle Levitt and Roki DeAnda. Happy birthday. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a shout-out on the morning show, a birthday shout-out or any shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. And did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? We've got the on-air job fair next. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley. located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Do you have pain, numbness, or tingling in your arms and hands that makes it hard to function or sleep? Precision Rehab can help. Precision Rehab is San Juan County's hand therapy clinic, where you can be treated for arthritis and elbow pain and carpal tunnel. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Precision Rehab has clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. We're here to help you. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Red Sipper. Dove Creek and Mancos are going to get us started today with state volleyball tournament action at the Denver Coliseum. The Lady Bulldogs face Paxton in the first round at 8 a.m. The Lady Blue Jays earned a first round bye, and they'll take on either Plateau Valley or St. Mary's in the second round at 3:30. State football tournaments resume on Saturday, and we have two teams vying for state championships in games you'll hear live right here on Red Rock 92. First, the Monticello Buckaroos take on the Rich Rebels in the Utah 8-man championship game at 10 a.m. at Southern Utah University's Eccles Coliseum in Cedar City. Then the San Juan Broncos will attempt to win their third straight 2A state title against the South Summit Wildcats at 4. In between those two broadcasts, Mancos and Dove Creek will play in the Colorado 8-man quarterfinals at 1 p.m. The Blue Jays will host Sedgwick County while the Bulldogs travel to take on Lions. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, November 9th, 2023, 9:46 a.m. Do you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And Bill, it's championship week, as we heard from Rhett Sifford.
Yeah, and everyone's excited around here. Anytime you've got two local teams playing for state championships on the same day, on the same field, it's going to be an exciting day on Saturday in Cedar City. We're heading over. We got the early game at 10. San Juan plays at 4, but boy, that's going to be a great, great game. I know you had a conversation this morning with radio announcer for Rich. Yeah. Are you going to play that tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll play that on the morning show tomorrow, and that'll be part of the pregame show on Saturday morning too. So, yeah, should be it was a good conversation, interesting talking with him. You know, he and I, you know, watching these two teams all year, you know, and they played in week two. But, man, that was a long time ago. These teams have fine-tuned themselves since then. So we anticipate both of our analysis, which, you know, we're just watching the games. But we both feel like it'll be another close game between Monticello and Rich. But, maybe a little bit better execution offensively for both teams. And,
yeah,
it'll be interesting to
obviously
see.
Pretty evenly matched group of players. Rich has like 100 kids in their entire school and 40 boys on the football team. I mean, it is everybody plays up there, and they've got a deeper bench. That's absolutely for sure. But, boy, I think you match them up. And it's going to be fun to see, because the team that plays the best and executes, shows the most heart, they're going to come home with a gold trophy. And anyway, it's going to be fun. It's going to be awfully fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Tell you how long ago they played. I went up to that game, and we broadcast on top of their booth, and it was so hot. I was just sweltering. We had a shade structure, and even with that so, you know, it was a long time ago when it was really, really hot in Rich County.
Yeah, in Randolph, Utah.
That's... Randolph has got to be the coldest place around.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, that's going to be exciting. Of course, the San Juan Broncos that evening as well, or I guess afternoon, 4 o'clock kickoff, and they're looking for 3 state championships and nearly 3 seasons undefeated. Their only loss in those 3 seasons was their opening game 3 years ago. You have to really think back to it, and it was a loss to 4A Desert Hills, and they gave them a good game.
Yeah, they did. Desert Hills was a powerhouse that year and did really well in 4A. So it's been a long time. The Broncos have won game after game after game, and getting more adamant in their wins, or more impressive in their wins as time goes on. No one's even come close to touching them. You know, they've been behind once this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they won that game by 60 points.
Yeah, pretty incredible. So, yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun checking that out. You know, and it's kind of delaying a little bit because I was watching this live, but Dove Creek and Hoxton, battle of the teams, both with Bulldog mascots, and they took them five sets, but Dove Creek got the win 15-7 in that final set, and they'll advance in the Colorado High School volleyball.
And that's a game played this morning,
mm-hmm.
and Mancos is coming up quick, too.
Yeah, Mancos in the afternoon, and they had a bye, and so they'll be playing this afternoon. Dove Creek will be playing number one seed Marino at 2 o'clock, so they'll have their work cut out for them in this next game, but the Bulldogs advance,
and they're good too. They'll give them a run, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'll be a ton of fun. And yeah, like we say, it's this championship week. Been talking about the Utah football teams, but again, it's volleyball, state championship volleyball for Dove Creek and Mancos, and then quarterfinal action for Mancos and Dove Creek on the football field. So tons of fun again. And that's the regional sports report. Let's take a look at the that's a local sports report. Taking a look at the regional sports report, the Utah Jazz yesterday falling to the Indiana Pacers, 134-118. Also in action last night, the Phoenix Suns getting a 1-point win in overtime over the Chicago Bulls, 116-115. Grayson Allen was the leading scorer for the Phoenix Suns with 26 points. And the Denver Nuggets getting a 3-point win over the Golden State Warriors, Nikola Jokic with 35 points in the win for Denver. All local NBA teams off tonight. And just for Rhett Sifford, we'll take a look at the National Hockey League as well. The Avalanche hosting Seattle tonight at 7. And it looks like the Coyotes are in St. Louis taking on the Blues at 6 p.m. No question who Rhett will be rooting for in that one. But that'll do it for the regional sports report.
If the Blues played the Broncos, the San Juan Broncos, Rhett may be cheering for the Blues.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, I take that back. I'm sorry.
That's that one. That would be a confusing game. That's for sure. I don't know how the Broncos ice skate, but if they can skate like they play football, they may be okay.
Yeah. That was a hypothetical. So.
Yeah. So no need to get mad at Rhett. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Take one more word from a sponsor. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the show. Appreciate you joining this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.